And greetings and welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And your question this week is, who am I? We will begin by reminding you that you are not who you think you are, who your mind thinks you are, the stories of your life, the things that others have put on you to describe you in any way, whether you perceive it as negative or positive. These things are not you. You are, in essence, the perfection manifestation on earth of the infinite creative source, point of your origin, of this realm, and of you, and of all of life on earth. You have been designed by this creative source, male and female, to express certain aspects of God, so they are manifest on the earth plane. These are qualities, characteristics, and more than that, that are aspects of God, infinite God, infinite good, infinite creativity, infinite love, infinity, dear ones. So, as you ask this question, who am I? We ask you to, for a moment, release all of the ideas you have and the descriptions you have about you and your life and life circumstances. Let them go for a moment. See these sliding off of your being to the ground. And there you are, standing in your innocence and pure expression of the God that created you. Experience this moment of comfort and of complete knowingness and confidence and being. Tune into who you truly are. Be there, quiet, still, listening, open. This, dear ones, is who you truly are, the I am of who you truly are. As you are in this space, and you may feel it is quite expansive, and this also is who you truly are, because your spirit is infinite as well. This is your divine original nature. This is what you are tuning into. Be with this in this space and feel and experience your true nature. Not related to any of the details of your life in this lifetime. Your spirit is ongoing from the very beginning way back when you first incarnated into the third realm. Your spirit has been coming forward through different lifetimes to have experiences, to learn lessons, to grow. The lessons can be joyful or they can be sorrowful. It is the full range of God manifested on the earth plane in this dimension. So do not judge any of your experiences. Your spirit does not. Your spirit is asking for all of these experiences. And that being said, your spirit is also untouched by these experiences in the way that you in human form are at the emotional level. So, back to who am I? You are perfection. You are beauty. You are honesty. You are fulfillment. You are boundless joy, infinite love and life, ongoing, eternal. As you come to understand and accept this, you will experience life from a different point of view or level, we will say. You will be able to see that the details of your life and the ups and downs that you observe and experience are just that. They are experiences, and they are also impermanent. You will have the greater perspective and view that these things are experiences for your spirit, but they are not who you are. There is a sense of observing your life, and in this area of observing, you will have space to see these different experiences and to ask the question about why are they here for you. Because life is for you. Everything that you experience is for you, never against you. This is the design of life on earth. So this week we ask you to do this exercise and to experience living your day-to-day life from this bigger view of who am I. You are God expressed. From this view, it is an infinite view. This will give you greater freedom from the details and the minutiae of your life. You will be able to see how God can express itself through you into every experience of your life. This is a blessing you may give to Earth and to all of life on Earth. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.